Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The second baseman, Chuck Cottier. Batting third. The third baseman, Johnny Shave. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Harry Bright. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Chuck Hinton. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Don Locke. Batting seventh. The catcher, Bob Schmidt. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Benny Daniels. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Benny Daniels. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Billy Gardner. Batting second. The center fielder, Gary Geiger. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Lou Clinton. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Pete Runnels. Batting sixth. The catcher, Bob Tillman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank Malzone. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Bresud. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Kolstad. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Hal Kolstad. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gardner fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Shave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shave hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bresud misplays the ball. That's an error on Bresud. Cottier moves to second. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cottier scores. Shave moves to third. It's 1-0, Senators. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton takes first base on ball four. Bright moves to second. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt hits a pop-up towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bright scoops it up and throws to first, with Daniels covering, for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball four. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Locke. Clinton reaches second base with a double. Yastrzemski goes all the way around to score. It's Senators, 1, Red Sox, 1. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Clinton scores. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shave fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman hits a line drive towards third. Malzone reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels strikes out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnell scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Pearsall for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman misplays the ball. That's an error on Brinkman. Eddie Bressoud is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressoud hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Malzone moves to second. Hal Kahlstedt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahlstedt bunts towards the mound. Daniels fields it and throws to first for the out. Malzone moves to third. Bressoud moves to second. One out. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-1 in the game. Gardner hits a fly ball into right field. Hinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-1 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bright scoops it up and throws to first, with Daniels covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0-for-1 in the game. Cottier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressoud scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Shave is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shave is 0-for-1 in the game. Shave hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Shave reaches second base with a double. Bob Johnson pinch runs for Johnny Shave. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bright is hit by the pitch. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards second. Gardner scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson now playing third base. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Clinton hits a fly ball into left field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-1 in the game. Locke strikes out. One out. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 0-for-1 in the game. Schmidt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Schmidt reaches second base with a double. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0 for 1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kahlstedt juggles the ball. That's an error on Kahlstedt. Schmidt scores. That run is unearned. It's Senators, 2, Red Sox, 2. Benny Daniels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daniels is 0 for 1 in the game. Daniels hits a ball on the ground towards first. Runnels fields the ball and throws to Kahlstedt covering. Safe. Brinkman moves to second. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall takes first base on ball 4. Brinkman moves to third. Daniels moves to second. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Senators. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0 for 2 in the game. Cottier hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Daniels tags and scores. Pearsall tags and moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 4-2, Senators. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 1 in the game. Tillman strikes out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 0 for 1 in the game. Malzone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bressuit hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Senators, 4, Red Sox, 4. Hal Kahlstedt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahlstedt is 0 for 0 in the game. Kahlstedt strikes out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0 for 2 in the game. Gardner takes first base on ball 4. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 2 in the game. Geiger hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Senators will come to bat. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Bright hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hinton strikes out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 2 in the game. Locke strikes out. Two outs. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Schmidt hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty Kodina now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cottier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clinton moves to second. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0-for-2 in the game. Tillman is called out on strikes. Two outs. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cottier settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-2 in the game. Brinkman hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty Codina is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Codina hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Clinton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bressuit hits a pop-up towards short. Brinkman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Kahlstedt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kahlstedt is 0-for-1 in the game. Kahlstedt hits a fly ball into left field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cottier hits a ball on the ground towards third. Malzone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Bright hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hinton hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. The throw from Tillman to Bressuit covering second. The throw back to home, and Johnson is out at the plate. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0-for-3 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Yastrzemski hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Locke. Yastrzemski reaches second base with a double. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields it and has Yastrzemski trapped. There's the throw to Johnson and over to Cotier, who tags Yastrzemski for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Senators will come to bat. Dick Raddatz now pitching. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 3 in the game. Locke strikes out. One out. Bob Schmidt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schmidt is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Schmidt hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Yastrzemski. Schmidt reaches second base with a double. Ken Hamlin pinch runs for Bob Schmidt. Jim King pinch hits for Ed Brinkman. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King strikes out. Two outs. Bud Zipfel pinch hits for Marty Kutina. Bud Zipfel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zipfel is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Hamlin now playing shortstop. Ken Retzer now catching. Jim Hannon now pitching. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 3 in the game. Tillman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cotier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bressuit hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Cotier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cotier is 0 for 3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cotier strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Bright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bright is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Bright strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Raddatz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Raddatz strikes out. One out. Russ Nixon pinch hits for Billy Gardner. Russ Nixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nixon hits a fly ball into left field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Geiger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geiger is 0 for 4 in the game. Geiger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bright scoops it up and throws to first, with Hannon covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Senators will come to bat. Chuck Schilling now playing second base. Chuck Hinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hinton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hinton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bressuit scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 4 in the game. Locke hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Geiger who is chasing the ball. Locke reaches third base with a triple. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tillman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Retzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Retzer is walked intentionally. Joe Hicks pinch hits for Jim Hannon. Joe Hicks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hicks hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Rudolph now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bright scoops it up and throws to first, with Rudolph covering, for the out. One out. Lou Clinton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clinton is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Clinton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rudolph fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Runnels is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runnels is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Runnels hits a fly ball into left field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Senators will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pearsall hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Runnels settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chuck Cottier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cottier is 0 for 4 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cottier strikes out. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schilling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Senators 4, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Tillman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tillman is 0 for 4 in the game. Tillman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Locke. Tillman reaches second base with a double. Carroll Hardy pinch runs for Bob Tillman. Frank Malzone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Malzone is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Malzone hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Bright settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Bressuit is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bressuit is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bressuit hits a ball on the ground towards third. Johnson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Johnson. Hardy scores. That run is unearned. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 5, and Washington Senators, 4. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.